I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. 22% of South Carolina adults currently smoke. According to the National Institutes of Health, tobacco use is the most common preventable cause of death. In fact, about half of the people who don't quit smoking will die of smoking-related problems. To talk about tips to succeed at quitting smoking is Dr. Matthew Carpenter, Associate Professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Carpenter, you are affiliated with the Cancer Control Program at Hollings Cancer Center, and you've also been conducting smoking-related research for over 15 years. Can you tell us what are some of the ways that smokers can really quit?
Well, thank you for having me. Many of the tried and true methods of quitting are still tried and true. We know that we have a number of medications that can help smokers quit smoking. They range from nicotine replacement therapies, which basically give you the nicotine that your body needs without all the toxins that are found in a cigarette. So things like nicotine patch, nicotine lozenge inhaler, and there are others. There's other non-nicotine medications. But even with all of these, we know that many smokers will continue to lapse, and it often takes many attempts before one is truly successful.
So obviously, it's not just the medicine that enables a person to be successful. What else in terms of behavior and the psychological addiction?
Sure. So it is a behavioral addiction as well. There's a lot of behavioral things that people can do, substitution, finding coping strategies to deal with their cravings and withdrawal, recognizing that those cravings and withdrawal are time limited, they won't last forever.
Dr. Carpenter, what about technology? I understand there are some new ways to use technology to assist smokers who are trying to quit.
Sure. So what we're really pushing the envelope with is ways to disseminate treatment to smokers, engaging with them where they're at, finding technology-based solutions to do so. So one is here at our hospital, where we use our electronic medical record to identify smokers, all smokers, go to their bedside, treat them while they're in the hospital, and then engage them in interactive phone support after they leave the hospital, because we know that while they're here in the hospital, they have quit for a few days. So we want to maintain that period of abstinence once they leave.
What about research going on at MUSC related to smoking or quitting smoking?
Well, I'm excited to be a part of a number of studies here at MUSC that are really pushing the envelope in terms of what we can do. So we have studies that are investigating new medications. So I listed a few medications earlier. There are some more coming down the pipeline, and some of that work is being done here at MUSC from both a basic science perspective, looking at animal models of addiction, but also clinical trials and looking how these medications actually work among smokers. We are also developing behavioral treatments for smokers and helping them to sort of manage those cues, those triggers, with or without medication, of course, but to manage those cues in a way that they don't become as powerful as they once were. And, of course, we have a lot of e-cigarette research going on as well.
For e-cigarettes.
Correct. Electronic cigarettes are probably the fastest growing market trend in our field, and it's hard for the research to keep up. There's some studies to suggest that e-cigarettes could help smokers quit, but the definitive studies have not yet been done in the U.S., and those studies are just now starting to take off, some here at MUSC.
Dr. Carpenter, thank you so much for sharing this information about smoking cessation.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.